Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
News just in, South African police along with officers from Interpol are on their way to Eswatini to extradite two suspects in the AKA Ntebele Motsoane murder case. The teams flew out of Durban this morning. Our reporter Nishira Sothiel joins us live from King Shaka International now. Nishira, what can you tell us about this, how this is expected to unfold in Eswatini?
Well, we understand that a high-risk team made up of police officers, Interpol officials and two human rights observers are currently flying to the kingdom to extradite the Ndamande brothers. Siyabonga and Malusi Ndamande were arrested there last year. Just weeks before, five other suspects were taken into custody here for the 2023 murders of AKA Ntebele Motsoane. South Africa made an application to have the brothers brought to Durban to stand trial with the other suspects. The Eswatini court there granted that application. However, the brothers have been fighting that decision for over a year. But last month, they abandoned their appeal. National Police spokesperson Adlenda Marte says Interpol Eswatini officers will hand the brothers over to the South African team at the King Mswati International Airport this morning. They won't be arrested there, but will be escorted back to KZN, where a warrant of arrest will be executed when they arrive in Durban. They'll then be processed and are expected to line up before the Durban Magistrates Court later. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, King Shaka International Airport.
Now, there could be another legal showdown in the Please Call Me saga. British Virgin Islands company BlackRock Mining is demanding 40% of Vodacom's settlement with inventor Nkosana Makate. The telecoms giant and Makate signed a non-disclosure agreement last week, finalizing a deal reportedly worth more than 700 million rand. The dispute centers around a memorandum signed between Makate and South African businessman Christian Schoeman, who represented BlackRock Mining. Under the agreement, the company was to cover all litigation costs in exchange for 40% of any eventual award. Makate's lawyers say a funding contract between the two parties was rescinded long ago. And Warren Buffett has confirmed plans to step down as Berkshire Hathaway CEO at the end of the year, but says he'll keep a significant amount of shares in the company for now. The 95-year-old billionaire says he's going to hold on to his A shares in the conglomerate. Buffett says in his annual Thanksgiving letter to shareholders that while he generally feels good, his movements are a bit slower. Back home, a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms is still in place over KZN's western interior. Forecasters say heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail may pose a danger to life. Got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay 32. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sport, winning start for Senna at the ATP Finals and England ready to humble the All Blacks at Twickenham.